I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're talking about the Masters. That's a rite of spring. Unfortunately, also another rite of spring is river levels, and that's the harbinger to hurricane season. Beautiful weekend. Great weekend to head out to the Ponchatoula Strawberry Fest or the French Quarter Fest. But what's going to happen weeks down the line? Clint Wilson joins us now, Dean of the College of the Coast and Environment at LSU, to talk about it. How you doing, Professor?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Nice to talk to you.
Is it Dr. Wilson?
Yes, it is.
All right, yeah. Dr. Wilson.
Clint is fine.
All right, Clint. Let's talk about the last time I was at the river in Belchase. It's a dumb thing, but it was a couple of weeks ago, and I got a 5-gallon bucket full of old golf balls. So when I get bored, I'll go out to the levee and drive some into the river. And the water was pretty meek at that point. They had a lot of batchered before you even got to the water. So what's the deal now, and what do we have to watch or look forward to or worry about as it relates to the Mississippi River spillway, et cetera? I guess it all goes back to what happens way up north, right?
That's correct. You're 100% right there, Tommy. You know, what was probably early April, right? There was a bunch of rain in the kind of Midwest, Southeast. You know, you look in the, you know, you realize the Mississippi River, you know, drains, what, 42% of the continental United States. So that includes a lot of the Midwest, some of the Northeast, et cetera, in the north part of the United States. So what happens up there, you know, eventually impacts us here in Louisiana and the Mississippi River in Louisiana. So, you know, they got a significant amount of rain. I'm not sure if you've seen, you know, some of the reports in Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, you know, where they got up to 10 to 15 inches of rain in a day or 2 days. And, you know, that water's got to go somewhere. So it eventually ends up in the Ohio River and the Mississippi River, even Arkansas River, Black and White Rivers, I believe, both also received that, those watersheds received a lot of rain. So that all that water eventually makes its way into the main stem of the Mississippi River, right? So, you know, thanks to the good work by people at the, you know, United States Geological Survey, the National Weather Service, Corps of Engineers, you know, we know kind of what's happening up there, and we know, and we have a really good idea what's how fast that water is going to move down river. And it takes a while, right? You know, you're starting to see places like Memphis and Vicksburg, you know, Cairo, Illinois, and then down towards, you know, Memphis and Vicksburg, et cetera. You're starting to see the water levels in the Mississippi River rise to flood stage in those areas. Now, flood stage doesn't mean, right, and I think a lot of us know that now, but it's always good to remind people when we say flood stage, we don't mean the Mississippi River is going to flood over the levees, right? We just mean it's going to get out of its natural bank. So exactly like you were talking about hitting golf balls, right? The water was down in the main channel. The batcher was dry or relatively dry. And so basically what's happening is, you know, a month ago, maybe the river was up a little bit. It started to come down because there wasn't a lot of rain or snow melt yet. But those rains I talked about in early April, they're now coming down, right? So, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, Carol, you know, the Corps of Engineers does a great job of, I think, of warning the public, keeping people updated on what's happening. And so, you know, they typically will use the Carrollton Gauge there in New Orleans, right by the New Orleans District Corps of Engineers office. to help people understand kind of where they are, right? Where they are in terms of their flood fight preparations and inspections, et cetera. So really what we're doing is we're watching for when that flood wave is going to come down and start impacting the core and you know, what we need to be looking for. I hope that answers your question, Tommy.
It does.
Towards what you want.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. And if y'all have any questions, let me open it to the to the Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Please do not text and drive. And text and data rates may apply. I think I'm supposed to tell you that. 720 now, traffic, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Dr. Clint Wilson, although he'd prefer we call him Clint, Dean of the College of the Coast and Environment at LSU. So when will we know, Clint, how hard is it to predict rainfall that has already happened, what's going to occur, and can you act?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You accurately predict whether or not the spillway is going to be needs to be open or not, or do you just have to wait and see?
No, that's a great question. I think that, you know, the tools that the National Weather Service, the Corps of Engineers, United States Geological Survey have are excellent. So, you know, we have a good idea of, you know, when the rising waters, how fast the water will rise in places like Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Of course, that's based on the rainfall that fell up in the Midwest and kind of parts of the Northeast, you know, a week or two ago. So, you know, the projections we're looking at now, you know, show that the river in New Orleans will crest probably around April 26th or 27th below the levels that require the Bonnet Carey spillway to open. You know, so right now the projection, the forecast is, you know, the Bonnet Carey wouldn't have to be open. However, you know, the Corps of Engineers will have to go into what they call their phase one and phase two kind of actions. And that involves, you know, anyone wanting to do construction or earthwork within 1,500 feet of the levee have to get permits or have to get approval from the Corps of Engineers because you don't want to weaken the levee or, you know, provide any ways for, you know, seepage to have an impact on the levees or the surrounding area. So, you know, that's going to come up here in the next probably week or so as far as the phase one, if not before that. Phase two just means everything's got to stop construction-wise in terms of, you know, 1,500 feet, 2,000 feet away from the levee. So the projection, I think the forecast is good. What I may want to add before, you know, we take some questions if you've got them, is that, you know, that's based on the fact that, you know, it rained early in April right up in those areas. So we have a really good idea how long it's going to take that water to come down. You know, what we're looking at now is what are the projections, what are the forecasts for rainfall in the next week or two? And, you know, right now they look pretty good. Doesn't look like we're going to get much rain.
Somebody texted in, first of all, and is a minor thing about me driving golf balls into the water that I shouldn't that I shouldn't do that. Am I hurting anything by doing that, Professor?
Well, I was going to say that's probably not a good idea, Tommy.
Tell me why. No, I'm not arguing. I just want to know why.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think there's enough debris and plastics and other material in the river, right? So I would think we'd want to, you know, do our best to keep foreign objects out of the river.
I guess I'll go back to driving them from my backyard into my neighbor's houses. But you're the one that told me to do it, Clint. No, seriously.
Exactly.
Somebody wanted to know about the size of the Mississippi River Basin and how hard it is to calculate all of that and put all of that together and figure out what's going to happen down here.
That's a great question. I think, you know, over the, you know, last couple decades and particularly the last couple years, you know, with the, you know, the federal government's support of, you know, rainfall forecasting and the gauges and the observation stations that are out in the basin, you know, I think we've gotten a lot better at forecasting what's happened, you know, whether that's, you know, snow melt in Minnesota or whether that's rainfall in, you know, Montana or Missouri or, you know, western Pennsylvania. So, you know, we've gotten a lot better at that. And you know, that's thanks to, you know, the observation, you know, the stations that are out there measuring rainfall and measuring water levels and measuring flow rates and, you know, numerical modeling of the river and how long it takes that water to get down. So, you know, we're doing a lot better. But, you know, again, that's, you know, thanks to a lot of efforts, you know, by National Weather Service, USGS, Corps, et cetera.
Are you worried about any kind of cuts to any of those agencies?
Well, that's okay. That's probably where we were headed when I was talking about that. And I think that is something I think the public needs to be very aware of is that, you know, those observations, the experts, it's, you know, from the technicians to the scientists to the engineers that work in those different parts of the Mississippi River watershed, you know, they're the experts in their local area, and they're the ones who maintain the equipment. They're the ones who understand the way the water flows and moves down their part of the river. And then from a bigger picture, you've got scientists and engineers who then take that, you know, take the modeling, understand the physics, take the data, and they're able to then kind of make this comprehensive forecast of what's happening and then provide us with the ability to say, you know, shoot, the way it looks is, you know, the Mississippi River in New Orleans isn't going to crest until, you know, April 26th or 27th. Well, you know, we didn't really know how to do that a couple of decades ago, and now we can do that. And so I think we need to be very aware of that and keep that in the public's mind as we think about cuts and you know, staffing reductions.
Professor Dr. Clint Wilson, Dean of the College of the Coast and Environment at LSU, I appreciate you and the work you do. We should mention that as well, sir. And thank you for your time today. And I'll stop driving
Tommy.
I'll stop driving balls into the Mississippi.
Please do that. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. All right. Another thing taken away from Tommy. 7:30, we'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.